Brother Ishmael, Sister Maria, would you come and take your liberty in the Lord? I asked him this morning if he was a little nervous. He said, yeah, just a little bit. He told my wife this past week, said that the more nervous I get, the faster I speak. But it'll be all right. We love you guys. Appreciate you all very much. Hallelujah. Would you give them a hand clap of appreciation? Whichever you prefer.
Manos, Dios bendiga.
Brothers and sisters, God bless you today. Today it's a privilege so that I am here today to be with you all.
Estoy un poquito nervioso.
Yes, I am a little nervous.
Pero le damos gloria a Dios.
But we give glory to God today.
¿Cuántos saben que Dios es bueno?
How many of you know that God is good?
¿Cuántos saben que para Dios no hay nada imposible?
How many of you know that for God nothing's impossible?
Amen.
Amen.
Saludamos a Pastor Mike, su esposa, y a todos los líderes.
We give greetings to every leader here, and everybody, and the pastor, and every member that's here today.
Y Pastor Mike me contó que el domingo pasado,
Pastor Mike told me last Sunday,
me conté algo pequeño, hubo algo hermoso de parte de Dios.
There was just something beautiful from the Lord.
Amén. ¿Cuánto esperan algo hoy hermoso de parte de Dios?
How many of you are waiting for something beautiful today from the Lord?
Amén. ¿Cuántos están dispuestos a recibir lo que Dios quiere hablar a nuestras vidas?
How many of you are ready to receive what the Lord has for us today?
Amén.
Amen. Glory to God.
Damos gloria a Dios. Hoy voy a hablar de un tema que a mí me apasiona.
Today I want to share that something that passions me.
Y debe de apasionarnos a todos como creyentes.
And it should also passion us as believers.
Y es de un avivamiento del Espíritu Santo.
And it's a revival of the Holy Spirit.
¿Cuántos creen que el Espíritu Santo todavía se mueve?
How many of you believe that the Holy Spirit still moves today?
¿Cuántos creen que el Espíritu Santo hace milagros?
How many of you believe that the Holy Spirit still does miracles?
Amen. El mismo Espíritu que se movió en el Pentecostés es el mismo Espíritu que se mueve hoy.
The same Spirit that was in Pentecostal is the same Spirit that is moving today.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Un poco difícil para mí.
It's going to be a little hard for me.
Porque el puertorriqueño habla rápido.
Because Puerto Ricans, they like to speak fast.
So I get to be like, calm down.
So yeah.
It's going to be something special, but I know God has everything in control. Amen. Oh, I start speaking English. Oh. Amen. Los invito a ponerse de pie conmigo.
I would like for you to all stand up at this moment.
Y vamos a leer la palabra.
And we're going to read the word.
Y vamos a orar por ella.
And we're going to pray first for it.
Y la palabra se encuentra en Hechos.
It'll be in Acts.
Hechos capítulo 2.
Acts 2.
Del 1.
From 1.
Al 4.
To 4. So Acts 2, 1, verse 1 to 4.
Y cuando lo tengo, lo pueden decir un amén.
And when you have it, say a good amen.
Amén. Gloria a Dios. La palabra se lee honrando el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
And the word of God we read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Cuando llegó el Pentecostés.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Okay. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen.
Amen.
Gracias, Señor, te damos en esta tarde por permitirnos estar aquí en tu casa de adoración, Padre. Que tú te glorifiques de manera especial en este lugar, que tu presencia se pasee. Señor, Padre de la gloria, toma dominio y control, Espíritu Santo, en todo momento, y que no sea yo, Padre de la gloria, sino sea palabra tuya, Señor. Palabra que edifica, Padre. Palabra que transforma. Palabra que restaura, Padre. Palabra que sana, Padre. En el nombre de tu amado
Jesús.
Amén. Pueden tomar
asiento.
Damos gloria a Dios. Para hablar de avivamiento,
as I speak about revival,
vamos a buscar la historia.
We're going to look at the story.
Y el avivamiento que todos conocemos lo acabamos de leer.
And the revival that we all know we just finished reading.
Pero al pasar de la historia han habido avivamientos que han impactado el mundo.
But as it's passed, there has been a history that has impacted the generations.
Podemos hablar de Evan Roberts en la ciudad de Gales. Quizás aquellos que buscan y estudian han escuchado este tema.
We can speak of
Evan Roberts.
Evan Roberts, that there was a history that there was a revival in his time.
Eso fue en la ciudad de Gales en el 1878 al 1947.
It was in the year 68.
1947 al 1947 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47 19 47
souls at the moment.
100,000.
Of 1,000 souls.
Y Evan Robert logró impactar a la ciudad de Gales.
And he impacted the city of
Gales.
Gales.
Y él no se detuvo a pesar de todo lo que aconteció en contra de él.
And nothing detained him to what was coming his way.
Diciendo la historia.
And just to tell it, the story.
Y él tuvo una revelación.
He had a revelation.
Donde veía la ciudad de Gales que se alzaba al cielo.
That there was
que la ciudad elevaba al cielo.
That the city elevated into the heavens.
Amen. Y él logró paralizar la ciudad de Gales.
And he was able to accomplish to paralyze the whole city of Gales.
Y la historia registra.
And the history registers.
Que toda la ciudad se paralizó.
That the whole city did get paralyzed.
No había crímenes.
There was no criminals.
No había hospitales abiertos.
There was no bars open.
Hospitales.
Oh, hospitals open, sorry.
Y también no había bajas.
And there was no
y no había prostíbulos abiertos.
And
prostíbulos. Street clubs.
Oh, street clubs. There was none that was open at that moment.
Ya lo dije. Amén. Lo que quiero llevar es que logró paralizar la ciudad bajo el poder de Dios.
What I want to get to you is that he was able to accomplish to paralyze the city, but by the power of God.
Cometió lo que Dios le encomendó, lo logró.
What God gave to him, he was able to accomplish.
Y dice que las ciudades vecinas venían a Gales a recibir lo que escucharon del poder de Dios.
And it says that there was other towns that came and heard, and they came to him where God manifested.
Amen. Podemos hablar de William Seymour en la calle Azusa, en California.
If we can also mention from the brother William in the the street in
Azusa.
Azusa, California.
Muchos de nosotros conocemos esa historia porque fue esta nación.
Every one of us, we know that story because it came from our nation.
Donde la calle de Azusa fue el comienzo de un avivamiento grande para la nación de Estados Unidos.
That was where it came from, the first revival for our nation.
Amén. Y donde vieron milagros, señales de parte de Dios.
And they witnessed miracles from God.
Y la palabra reporta que la presencia de Dios fue tan grande.
And the history said that the presence of the Lord was great.
Que había una columna de fuego en aquel lugar.
That there was they were surrounded by a ring of fire in that place.
Que hasta los bomberos tuvieron que llegar al lugar.
That the firefighters had to come and
y ver qué era lo que sucedía.
And they were trying to see what happened.
En la historia reporta.
And the story says
que al pasar el tren había gente cayendo en la presencia de Dios.
That coming in, that there was people just falling from the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I feel the Holy Spirit here. I don't know if you, but I'm holy. I know God is going to be doing something special here.
Amen.
It's something special because I'm speaking English. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, God. Y había milagros y sanidades en aquel avivamiento.
There were miracles and healings in that revival.
Reportado.
Reported.
Pero ustedes saben que en Hot Springs, Arkansas.
But I don't know if you know, but in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
En el 1914.
In the year 1914.
Sucedió algo especial de parte de Dios.
Something happened special from the Lord.
Donde comenzaron a expandir el evangelio de Dios.
That they were able, they started to expand the word of God.
So Arkansas.
So Arkansas.
Es un lugar especial.
It's a place special.
Dios no te ha puesto en cualquier lugar.
God has not put you in just a certain place.
Y yo le preguntaba a Dios, ¿por qué yo llegué a Arkansas?
And I asked God, why did I come to Arkansas?
Pero ahora comienzo a entender que Arkansas todavía hay presencia de Dios.
And I just started to realize that in Arkansas there is presence of the Lord.
Que Dios ha marcado esta ciudad.
That God has marked this place.
Aunque el enemigo,
even though the enemy,
aunque quieran aparentar y aprobar leyes en contra de lo que Dios ha establecido,
that they have, the enemy has wanted to rise and put laws upon this state that are not from the Lord.
Todavía hay un pueblo que adora a Dios.
There is a city that still praises to God.
Amen. La iglesia Trinity es el lugar que adora a Dios.
The Church of Trinity, is it the church that praises the Lord?
Amen. Amen. Esta parte me gusta.
This part I like.
En Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
En el 1916.
In the year 1916.
En Ponce, Puerto Rico.
En Ponce, Puerto Rico.
Juan L. Lugo.
Juan Lugo.
Fue el nombre que Dios usó para llevar las buenas nuevas.
Was the person that God called so that he can give the word of God.
Y se expandió en Puerto Rico.
And it expanded in Puerto Rico.
De una manera especial.
In a special way.
Donde la ciudad de Puerto Rico,
that
el país,
the city of Puerto Rico,
fue paralizado por island, este avivamiento.
That it became paralyzed in a revival from the Lord.
Y en todos los puntos de la historia, y aparte de grandes hombres que Dios ha usado en esta nación.
In the point of this story, in this history, and even from every man that God has used.
Todos tienen, cuando lees la historia,
when you read these stories,
hay un punto importante.
There's just a point that's important.
Se llama oración.
It's called prayer.
Ellos conquistaron y provocaron la gloria de Dios.
They are the one who conquered and was able to accomplish the glory of God.
Pero se metieron en una íntima oración.
But they were the ones who went intimate in prayer with the Lord.
Para nosotros provocar un avivamiento,
in order for us to be able to provoke that revival,
tenemos que comenzar a meternos en el secreto de Dios.
We need to start entering into the secret place with the Lord.
Yo creo,
I believe,
que en este lugar,
in this place,
en esta iglesia,
in this church,
Dios va a hacer algo sobrenatural.
God is going to do something supernatural.
Amen. Y lo digo desde el primer día que logré venir a esta casa.
And I say it because it's from the beginning, from when I entered this place.
Amen. ¿Cuántos creen que Dios va a hacer algo especial en esta iglesia?
How many of you do believe that God's going to do something special in this place?
Amen. Pastor Mike no me dijo cuánto tiempo tenía.
Pastor Mike didn't tell me how much time I have. But,
pero les prometo.
But I promise.
Que antes que cierre Walmart, terminamos.
That before Walmart closes, we will finish.
Porque es que cuando hablamos de Dios, acción.
Because when we talk about God, it just passions us.
¿Eh? Y esos son pocos de los datos que la historia registra de grandes avivamientos.
And those are just points that what we have seen from the history that God has done.
Y se reporta en cada historia sucesos diferentes.
And it has reported that there's different
scenarios
in these stories.
En Puerto Rico era un país lleno de brujería.
In Puerto Rico there was lots of witchcraft.
En aquel entonces, y el poder de Dios fue tan grande.
And the power of God was so mighty
que logró paralizar todo eso.
That they were able to accomplish how it paralyzed the island.
Amen. Thank God.
Gracias.
Ahora yo les pido a ustedes.
I ask for you.
Que reciban esta palabra.
That you receive this word.
En su corazón.
In your hearts.
Y la comencemos a practicar.
And we start to use it in our life.
Que los enfermos sean sanados.
That the sick will be healed.
Que cuando entren los cautivos.
That the people who enter who are in bondage.
Sean libres.
They will be set free.
Que cuando entren sientan paz.
That when they enter in this place, there would be peace in here they feel.
Pero para lograr eso,
but in order for that to happen,
necesitamos buscar su presencia.
We need to be the ones who seek in the presence.
Necesitamos darle libertad al Espíritu
we
Santo
need to
en
give
nuestras vidas.
Freedom of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Que el Espíritu Santo comience a tomar posición de nuestras vidas.
That the Holy Spirit starts to take control of our lives.
Que el Espíritu Santo esté con nosotros en todo momento.
That the Holy Spirit is with us in all moments.
Dios le dijo a Moisés.
God told Moses
que su espíritu, el Espíritu Santo, que su presencia estaría con él.
That his presence will be with him.
Y de igual manera le prometió a Josué.
And he promised Joshua
que su presencia estaría con él.
That his presence will be with him.
Donde quiera que él fuera.
Wherever he went.
Y esa misma presencia
and
es la que está contigo.
Has to still be with you.
A donde quiera que tú vas.
Wherever you go.
Hay momentos en la vida
there are moments in our lives
que van a llegar problemas,
that there's going to be problems,
van a llegar circunstancias,
circumstances,
van a llegar situaciones,
there's situations,
van a llegar enfermedades,
there's going to be sickness,
pero la palabra me dice,
but the word of God tells
que
me
confiemos,
that we need to trust,
porque Él ha vencido el mundo,
because he has gained victory of the world.
Amén. Vamos a hacer tentados.
We are going to be tempted.
Pero la palabra nos dice, confiemos.
But the word of God says to trust.
¿Cuántos confían en Dios?
How many of you trust in the Lord?
¿Cuántos confían que esa situación que estás pasando?
How many of you believe that the situation you're going through
tiene solución?
It has a solution.
¿Cuántos creen que Dios es más grande que el problema?
How many of you believe that God is more powerful than your problem?
A veces las pequeñas distracciones,
even the littlest distractions,
para grandes ministerios,
they stop big ministries,
o grandes propósitos, o grandes propósitos,
or big purposes,
de Dios,
of God.
¿Qué es lo que nos está entreteniendo?
What is it that's interfering us?
Para que Dios cumpla,
so that God can be able to fulfill,
lo que quiere hacer en tu vida.
What he wants to do in your life.
Ahora analicemos.
Analyze yourselves.
Y le y nosotros sabemos
and we all know
que es lo que nos detiene.
That problems we have.
¿Qué nos detiene?
Oh, what detains us? Sorry.
Tenemos que comenzar a entregarle esos problemas al Espíritu Santo.
We need to start to learn to give that to the Holy Spirit.
La juventud en esta generación,
the youth of this generation,
están pasando por batallas difíciles.
They're going through lots of battles, difficult battles.
Y no se crean que es fácil.
And it's not easy.
Hay muchos jóvenes.
There's a lot of youth.
Que dentro de su interior están pasando una batalla.
That within themselves they're battling.
Que usted no se dará de cuenta.
That you probably don't even know.
Vemos como este mundo.
We see how this world.
Se está inclinando.
Is leaning towards.
A la maldad.
Of the wickedness.
Y por todos los lados.
And from every way.
Nuestra juventud.
Our youth.
Nuestros niños.
Our children.
Están siendo atacados.
They're being attacked.
Pero nosotros como iglesia.
But we as the church.
Tenemos que pelear la batalla.
We have to fight the battle.
Porque Dios no nos ha dado armas.
Because God
terrenales, sino espirituales.
God has not given us tools of the world, but it's spiritual tools.
Para poder pelear.
To be able to fight.
Dios nos compara con la sal.
God compares us to the salt.
Y dice que somos la sal de esta tierra.
That we are the salt of the world.
En otras palabras, somos los que le damos el gusto a esta tierra.
In other words, we are the ones who give the taste to this world.
No somos cualquier persona.
We're not just anybody.
Somos pueblo escogido por Dios.
We are a people chosen from the Lord.
Nación santa.
A holy people.
La palabra que tenemos linaje.
We have a heritage.
Del reino.
From the kingdom.
No somos cualquier persona.
We're not just anybody.
Tenemos gente que llega a la iglesia.
We have people that come to church.
Pero siguen en una batalla de depresión en el secreto.
But they're having in the secret a battle of depression.
Necesitamos entregarle nuestra juventud a Dios.
We need to embrace the youth into the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Vemos cómo este mundo se está inclinando.
We see how the world is turning.
Y las noticias y el gobierno mundial.
And the news and the governors in the world.
Quieren hacernos ver que hay un caos.
That they want to show that there's a chaos.
Y quieren inclinarse a un solo movimiento.
And they're wanting to put just a nation.
Pero mientras la iglesia está aquí.
But while the church is here,
lamento decirle,
I'm sorry to say,
pero no van a poder,
but they are not going to be able to,
porque todavía la presencia de Dios,
because the presence of the Lord still
está en medio de este mundo.
He's in the middle of this world.
Nosotros tenemos que comenzar,
we need to start,
llenándote la presencia de Dios,
filling ourselves with the presence of the Lord.
Porque nos hemos preparado conforme a lo que las noticias nos enseñan.
Because we prepare ourselves from what the news tells us.
Y nos están influenciando que nos preparemos.
And they start to tell us to, and we get influenced by what they tell us to prepare.
Y nos están tirando indirectas.
And they kind of make it to this little... they give us like... They throw us like certain things.
De que algo está sucediendo.
That something is happening to make the people kind of have like a.
Y nosotros como pueblo estamos preparándonos en la tierra.
But the people, we are getting ready in this earth.
Pero estamos preparándonos para irnos con Dios.
But are we getting prepared to go with the Lord?
Nos estamos desesperando.
Are we getting anxiety?
Desesperando, no sé, desespero.
Es.
Ya, no.
Are we getting worried?
Pero todavía no nos preocupamos si vamos a irnos con Dios.
But we don't worry, are we going to go with the Lord?
Yes. Nuestro enfoque.
Our focus.
Debe ser.
It should be.
Prepararnos.
Prepare ourselves.
Para irnos.
To go.
A las moradas.
With the.
Celestiales.
The heavenly places.
Porque nosotros somos pasajeros en esta tierra.
Because we are just here just to pass by on this world, in this
Y nuestra morada es en los cielos.
And our home is in heaven.
Y no está mal que nos preparemos.
And it's not bad that we can prepare here.
Pero no nos podemos alarmar.
But we cannot be alarmed.
Porque nosotros confiamos en Dios.
Because we trust in the Lord.
Cuando llegó el COVID,
when the COVID came,
todas las iglesias corrieron.
All the churches, they ran away.
Y todo el mundo en los supermercados.
And everybody was in the stores.
Y había un caos.
And there was a chaos.
Y en medio de todo eso, iglesias cerraron.
And in the midst of it, there was churches closed.
Y muchos aprovecharon el tiempo.
And a lot of people took that opportunity
de buscar más de Dios.
To look for God.
Y otros alejaron más de Dios.
And others they came away from God.
Y ahora, ¿estamos preparados?
And now, are we ready?
Amen. En Hechos 2:17.
In Acts 2:16.
Del 1 del 17.
En Hechos 17.
Sí.
In Acts 17, sorry.
Ah, oh, sorry. Y segunda de Hechos.
Okay. Acts 2.
17.
17
al 18.
To 18.
Mas esto es lo dicho por el profeta Joel. Y en los postreros días, dice Dios, derramaré de mi espíritu sobre toda carne, y vuestros hijos y vuestras hijas profetizarán, y vuestros jóvenes verán visiones, y vuestros ancianos soñarán sueños. Y de cierto sobre mis siervos y sobre mis siervas, en aquellos días derramaré de mi espíritu y profetizará.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Yo creo que estamos en el tiempo.
I believe that we are in the time.
El mundo grita un orden mundial.
And the world is screaming of one nation.
Un líder que lleve todo en paz.
One leader that's going to bring a peace.
Pero la iglesia le dice, ven Señor.
But the church says, come Lord.
¿Cuántos están llamando a la venida de Dios?
How many of you are calling on the coming of God?
¿Cuántos estamos esperando ese momento?
How many are waiting?
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
En segunda de Corintios 17.
And 2 Corinthians 4:17.
Yes. Nos dice, y esta leve tribulación momentánea.
It says 4:17. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
Significa que lo que estás pasando,
it means that what you're going through,
te va a llevar a una gloria.
It's going to take you to a much glory.
Confía.
Trust.
Confía.
Trust.
Confía.
Trust.
Gloria a Dios. Y les prometo que ya pronto termino.
And I promise I'll be quick to finish.
Amen. En Mateo 25.
In Matthew 28.
Nos habla la parábola de las 10 vírgenes.
It talks about the 10 virgins. Matthew 25.
¿Qué es la línea?
1 a 13.
Yeah.
I'm going going to read to you verses 1 through 13. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. That they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready. They that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not.
Amen. Se explica solo.
It explains itself.
De esas 10 vírgenes.
From those 10 virgins.
¿Cuáles somos nosotros?
How many of us are them?
¿Tenemos aceite suficiente?
Do we have enough oil?
¿Estamos preparados para el encuentro?
Are we ready for the encounter?
¿O nos encontrará durmiendo?
Are we going to be easy and be finding us sleeping?
¿Cómo nos encontramos espiritualmente delante de Dios?
How many of us find ourselves the relationship spiritually with the Lord?
Y no sé por qué Dios está entrando a una confrontación de una búsqueda con él.
And I don't know why, but the Lord is taking me to the seeking of his presence.
Para nosotros ver la gloria,
but in order for us to see the glory,
tenemos que meternos con Dios.
We have to be within the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Yo creo que en este lugar, como dije al principio,
I believe like in this place that I told before,
van a pasar grandes cosas de Dios.
The things, big things are going to happen from the Lord.
No van a haber barreras.
There's not going to be barriers.
De lo que Dios va a hacer en este lugar.
That what God is going to do in this place.
Yo creo que viene un despertar.
I believe that there's going to be an awakening.
Donde la presencia de Dios se manifestará.
That the presence of the Lord will be manifested.
Y donde la gente comenzará a llegar.
And that the people that start to come.
Porque va a haber hambre.
There's going to be hunger.
De buscar de la presencia de Dios.
To seek the presence of the Lord.
Yo creo que lo que pasó.
And I believe that what happened.
En el aposento alto.
From the seeker place.
Lo que pasó en la calle Azusa.
That would happen in the street of Azusa.
Lo que pasó en Ponce, Puerto Rico.
That would happen in Ponce, Puerto Rico.
También sucederá.
That the same will happen.
En Siloam Springs.
In Siloam Springs.
Y le creemos a Dios. Le creemos a Dios.
And we ask God.
Le creemos.
And we believe God.
Que esta casa.
That this place.
Será la sede.
Be the main.
De algo grande.
That's something big.
De parte de Dios.
That's going to come from God.
En muchos lugares.
There's lots of places.
No se mueve la presencia de Dios.
That the presence of the Lord doesn't manifest.
Pero en este lugar.
But in this place.
Desde el primer día que llegué.
From the first day that I came.
Había presencia de Dios.
There was presence of God.
Y antes que yo llegara.
And even before.
Todavía estaba esa presencia. Estaba la presencia de Dios.
That the presence of the Lord was here too.
Puedo decir que soy testigo.
I can say that I'm a witness.
De que en esta casa.
That in this home.
Hay poder de Dios.
That there is power of the Lord.
Hay poder de Dios.
There's power of the Lord.
Porque yo he entrado en iglesia.
Because I have entered in churches.
Hispana.
In Spanish churches.
Y tristemente la presencia de Dios no se mueve.
And sadly the presence of the Lord doesn't move.
Y cuando yo entro me pongo triste.
And when I enter I get sad.
Porque nuestra vida como cristiano.
Because our life as Christians.
Tiene que ser anhelar.
It has to be.
Anhelar.
To hunger.
La presencia de Dios.
The presence of the Lord.
Tenemos que comenzar a ser como Moisés.
We have to start being like Moses.
Si tu presencia no va conmigo.
If your presence doesn't go with me.
Yo no voy a ningún lado.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yo no voy a ningún lado.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yo no tomo ninguna decisión.
I'm not going to make a decision.
Si tu presencia va conmigo.
If your presence goes with me.
Yo iré.
I will go.
Tenemos que comenzar a vivir bajo la presencia de Dios.
We need to start living in the presence of the Lord.
El mundo nos enseña que hay crisis.
The world is showing us crisis.
Pero la palabra me enseña.
But the word of God shows me.
que va a haber un derramamiento.
But that is gonna, there's going to come a moment of revival.
Y creo que es el tiempo.
And I believe that the moment
donde la iglesia tiene que volver,
that the church has to come again,
a tomar la posición,
to take position,
que Dios le ha otorgado,
that God
otorgado, dado, de dar,
will give.
Porque el mundo nos enseña de aprobar leyes.
The world is showing us agreeing to certain laws.
Donde el niño puede ser niña.
That boys can be girls.
Y las niñas pueden ser hombres.
And girls can be boys.
Y nosotros tenemos que pelear con eso.
And we have to fight for that.
Y enseñarle a nuestros hijos.
And show our children.
Y prepararlos.
And prepare them.
Para lo que van a pasar.
What's good, they're going to have to confront.
Y la iglesia tiene que prepararse.
And the church has to prepare themselves.
Para estos tiempos.
For these moments.
Algo que nos enseñaron hace poco.
And something that they just taught us not too long ago.
Es que tenemos que preparar la iglesia y, yeah, y los jóvenes.
We need to prepare the church and the youth.
Hasta los niños.
Even the children.
Porque nunca sabemos cuándo venga.
Because we're never going to know when.
Una persona.
A person.
Cambiada completamente.
Change, total change.
Siendo hombre.
Being a man.
Pero es una mujer.
But really it's a woman.
Y al contrario.
And even reversed.
Y quiera venir a los pies de Cristo.
And they want to come to the feet of the Lord.
Tenemos que preparar que en nuestra generación.
We need to prepare our generation.
Y enseñarle que los tiempos han cambiado.
And show them that the times have changed.
Pero la presencia y la esencia de Dios no.
But the presence and the signs of the Lord has not.
Sigue siendo la misma.
It's still the same.
Sigue siendo la misma.
It's still the same.
Pero tenemos que entender que el tiempo ha cambiado.
But we have to understand that the time has changed.
Y tenemos que prepararnos para este tiempo.
We have to prepare ourselves for that time.
Y por eso tú estás aquí en este día.
That's why you are here today.
Porque tú has sido escogido por Dios.
Because you have been chosen by God.
Para este tiempo,
for this moment,
marcar la diferencia,
to be the difference,
y hablarle al mundo,
to tell the world,
de que hay un Dios,
that there is a God,
que está vivo,
that's alive.
Amen. ¿Todavía estoy nervioso?
I'm a little nervous still.
Pero le damos gloria a Dios.
We give glory to God.
Mike, yo creo que aquí va a haber un movimiento del Espíritu Santo grande.
I believe that there is going to be a big move of the Holy Spirit here.
Yo lo creo.
But I believe.
Yo lo siento.
I feel it.
Yo lo estoy visualizando.
I'm visualizing it.
Saldrán corriendo.
They're going to start running.
Comenzarán a hablar lengua.
They're going to start in tongues.
Habrá sanidades.
There's going to be healing.
En este lugar.
In this place.
No sé por qué, pero desde que llegué comencé a sentir eso, desde el primer día que llegué.
I don't know why, but it's the first day I've just felt it within me.
Y hay alguien,
and there's someone,
que ha llorado mucho por ver eso.
Has been crying to see that. Someone here.
Amén. Ay, ay, ay. Y ha venido hasta el altar.
And they have come to this altar.
A solas.
And by themselves.
Y ha llorado.
And they have cried.
Porque quiere ver.
Because they want to see.
Algo grande de Dios.
Something big from God.
Y es su pastora.
And that pastor you have there, sister.
La esposa del pastor.
Is the wife of the pastor.
Nadie me lo ha dicho.
Nobody has said anything.
Pero el Espíritu Santo está aquí.
But the Holy Spirit is here.
Y cada lágrima.
And every tear.
Dios la ha recogido.
God has picked up.
Y lo que ella está anhelando,
and everything that she's desiring,
va a suceder.
And it's going to happen.
Porque Dios me mostró cómo ella ha llorado por ver grandes cosas de Dios en este lugar.
Because God has shown me how she has cried in tears in this place.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
¿Cuántos saben que Dios revela?
How many of you believe that God reveals?
Ahora, la visión de ella.
Now the vision of her.
Es la visión de Mike.
It was of Mike.
Y tiene que ser la visión de cada uno de nosotros.
And now it has to be the vision of every one of us also.
Porque la palabra de Dios dice,
because the word of God says,
que si dos en su nombre,
because if two in his name,
se pusieran de acuerdo,
if they come to agree,
Dios haría grandes cosas.
That God will do big things.
Ahora, ¿quién más de dos es de acuerdo?
Now, how many of you, is there two or more that are agreeing?
Amén. Creo que Dios está en el momento y en el tiempo.
I believe God is in the moment and the time.
De ver las grandes cosas que Dios va a hacer.
That she's going to see the big things that God's going to do.
Amén. Pongámonos de pie.
Let's rise, please.
Ya terminé mi parte.
I finished my part.
Lo que Dios ha puesto.
What the Lord has put.
Con un poco de nervios.
Just with a little nerves.
Hemos caído.
I was able to accomplish.
Si alguien,
if there's somebody,
él le quiere hoy decir a Dios,
that wants to
decirle a Dios,
tell the Lord,
heme aquí,
I'm here,
yo quiero ser parte,
I want to be part,
de ese avivamiento,
of that revival,
puede pasar al altar,
they can come to the altar,
y entregamos la parte a nuestro Pastor Mike,
and we give the part to Pastor Mike.
Dios me lo bendiga a cada uno.
God bless you.
Are you here today? You've struggled with things that just seems like is out of your reach. You've struggled with things in your life, your family. Just feel like God's not listening, God's not here, but I assure you He is. He loves you and He cares for you.